Welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. We've had a really fun broadcast today. We're halfway through at our 7 o'clock hour. We were joined by Mr. Brent Smith, who has worked on Whiskey Row in Prescott, Arizona for 46 years and just retired. Jennifer's in studio in the 8 o'clock outdoor living hour. She had Greg Peterson with special guest Kari Spencer talking about preserving the peach harvest. 9 o'clock hour, this is your hour, Arizona homeowners. Anything and everything you want to talk about, your house, home, castle, or cabin, this is your hour. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you have a picture you'd like to share or a video that you need to help you describe the situation to us, it's info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a lot of great things to cover today for the National Hardware Show, but before we get there, we need to acknowledge Memorial Day, and Jennifer's put together a little something special for us.
Well, Memorial Day has become just a day for a picnic and a family gathering, and those things are so very expensive, important, but we need to realize that we have that right and that privilege because of the people who've fought on our behalf for our country. And so Memorial Day, it should take our breath away. It should be more than a picnic. We should take the time to stop and think and reflect. And, it was originally was instituted as Decoration Day, and it was a day to honor the Civil War heroes who had fallen, all the soldiers on the Union side. And they had noticed how the Southern people honored their dead and their soldiers, so they were kind of inspired by that, and they started it. And as we know it, 1971, it was established as the last Monday in May, and it's kind of a jump start to the summer, school's ending, picnics, families, and everything. But, there's a million stories. We mentioned last week that Rosie and I had been to the New Orleans World War II Museum, and it just is very somber, kind of makes you stop and think. We get so busy in our daily lives, and in the digital age, we're just so overwhelmed with information. So it's important to stop back and think about what information is really important. There's a picture that came out in 1943 in Life magazine, and it was a picture of three dead GIs, and it was the first time we'd ever published pictures of our own soldiers who had perished. And it was kind of controversial, but FDR felt like people had forgotten the cost that we were paying for this. So it was a picture taken in Buna, Papua New Guinea, in the Pacific Theater of the War, and we were trying to regain, trying to push the Japanese back. So anyway, it was a picture of these soldiers. There was no names ever included or anything, but just somber, just stop and remember, stop and think. Be sure if you have kids, grandkids, take a few minutes, maybe take a few minutes of silence, and just remember. So happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Happy Memorial Day, and the city of Prescott puts on a nice Flippin' Art Museum Memorial Day showcase, and they've got all downtown and banners and red, white, and blue, and they do a great job just putting that those decorations out as a good reminder. It's Memorial Day, so thank you for all of those that
went before.
We're here because they couldn't be. Yeah.
I saw one quick.
One
quick little thing I read. I didn't realize this. The tradition is that you would fly your flag at half mast till noon today, or on Monday. So
okay.
I haven't noticed that, but at least get your flag up and get it out there for Memorial Day. Fly your flag, fly it proud.
And half mast until noon on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And it is Memorial Day, one of those weekends we remember to fertilize our citrus. If you have your citrus trees out and you haven't got them fertilized yet, go ahead and do that. You can learn more about how to do that properly at the archives of rosieonthehouse.com. With Mr. Jay Harper, we cover it quite frequently. But the National Hardware Show, man, what a great experience that always is. And we come away and it just takes us weeks. We have a blog that we started posting all this information to, and I mean, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what we've came back with. And one of the hard things that's actually kind of that makes it a lot of fun and enjoyable is some of these products that are great, they're just in concept. They're looking for somebody to fund them. They're looking to get pre-orders done so they can get the production moving. And obviously we want to share those great things, but we also don't want to put together a bunch of stuff that, hey, wouldn't this be great? You just can't get it yet. So what was we've all put together. I went, Jennifer went, Julia came down from Minneapolis, and she was there, and we all put together our top choices of what if we had things that we left the National Hardware Show with, what those three items would be. Mom, you want to start off with your top three?
Well, I have quite a few, Romy, and I was looking at my top three, and I realized they kind of all are related. My favorite thing of the whole hardware show was the Briggs & Stratton new power washer. It's PSI 2000, and it's runs about $200, and it'd be great for Father's Day or just to have for yourself. But I have gotten to where I just love power washing my porch and getting ready for to eat outside and to kind of move to living outside during the summer here. And so that was my first thing. My second is, my second two actually are all about fun. The hardware show isn't just tools. It's also a lot of backyard living stuff. One is the Orion coolers, made in America. One of the, you know, the new style of coolers that are so popular with the four-sided walls, thick, and last forever. That's really a hardy cooler and good looking. Lots of cool designs that you can get on that one.
And I can't wait until that one hits the market because it is American made. I lost my cooler on the way up to Prescott. Actually, I was leaving Chino Valley, and I didn't realize the tailgate was down, and the cooler slid out the back, and pff, yard sale.
That's how we lost our last one, too.
Capri Suns and Gatorades. And
litter the road.
So I went in to buy a cooler. They've got the nice, big, heavy Yetis right there that, you know, they're going to keep it cool forever. You only need a bag of ice. And they were $300 made in China. And right next to it for the same size, it wasn't the thick wall, but it didn't matter. It was an igloo, and it was made in America. So as soon as that Orwin becomes available, because they don't have a distributor in Arizona right now. They're working to get out west. They're in the, well, I think Oklahoma.
And I think he said September-ish they'd be available.
Yeah. So I am holding out.
Well, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it because it's American-made, and you can get all kinds of cool features and things that you can hook on, you know, hold to do different functions. So that was really a cool one. And my last one also is about having fun, and it's from Gopher Sport. It's the spike ball. And there were some kids playing it out in the tailgate area. And Carol, in college, this is the new game on campus. It's spike ball. It just takes a little bit of room. It's a little round. It looks like one of those mini trampolines, and it comes with these little foam balls, and it's kind of like volleyball in a circle. Kind of hard to explain, but you can Google it and see it. But it's for $60, you can have a really nice new game. We love new things to play in the yard, and when kids all come over, it's just a blast. It's a good workout, too.
Spike ball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to play right now an interview we happen to be able to grab. If you've ever bought a hammer in your life at any hardware store, you've probably seen the all-metal frame, blue handle, or leather handle S-string. Those are American-made, been making them here in America since Mr. S-string in 1923, and we were able to grab their director while I was walking through the hardware show for a little interview we're going to play for you here. We're stopped now in the S-Wing booth here at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. You may not necessarily know the name S-Wing, but if you've ever walked by the hammer section at any hardware store, you know the product. All metal, blue-handled grip, and, of course, our favorite thing, it's American-made. I've stopped in, and I've got Stephanie Thrasher to tell us a little bit more about the S-Wing story.
We're a family-owned company. We've been in Rockford, Illinois since 1923. All of our hammers and axes are one-piece forgings made with American steel. We love contractors, and that's what we're in the business to sell hammers and make hammers for everybody.
When I broke into the trades right out of high school, my first hammer was a 22-ounce S-Wing framing hammer. And the hammer I use today is that same one I bought almost 18 years ago.
Products made for life, definitely.
And since that time, looking at the booth display here, y'all have expanded a few lines. I have seen the axes before. I keep one of these in the back of my truck. But you've got you've broken into some tomahawks, some knives. Your product line has really expanded. I've even seen some pneumatic nailers over there.
We do have some licensed products as well, which are our nail guns and some gloves. We're working on expanding our sporting goods line. We've got a machete, a hunter's axe. We also have a breaching bar for fire service and police and tactical teams. We do a little bit of tomahawks for the military and customize the tomahawk for them with the sand color to match their fatigues.
Your new catalog just came out. Y'all have a brand new hammer.
Yes, we have an aluminum hammer. It's lightweight. It's lighter than titanium. It's got a steel claw and a steel face, and it has a canister inside with steel shot, so it's also a dead blow. And it's available for about half the price of a titanium hammer.
What's a dead blow?
Dead blow is when you swing, there's no recoil. It will just actually offer a dead blow as it sounds.
So can you sink an 18-penny in one swing, Stephanie?
No, I don't think so. I haven't tried. But I have swung my share of our hammers in our quality control lab.
Now, y'all also have, on that new hammer, I've seen it on other ones, it's a magnet and it holds the nail. So especially if you're trying to work overhead or the top of a sheet of drywall or even hang pictures in a high place, this magnet will hold the nail for the first strike.
It's called a magnetic nail starter. And you just simply put the nail in and swing. And you can do it even if it looks like it's impossible to do. It really works.
From start to finish, how long does it take your traditional hammer to get off the assembly line?
We start with a 6-inch billet of steel, and it goes through the factory, and it takes about a week to get through all of the processes.
Where is the steel milled out of?
It's in Nebraska. It's a company called Nucor.
Looking at all the different lines, we've got concrete hammers over here. What is this pickaxe-looking thing?
That's a paleo pick. We do have a niche with the geological world and paleontologists. They prefer our rock picks because they're durable, and when they take them to the outcrops and they're, you know, miles and miles away from civilization digging up a dinosaur, they don't want their hammer to break out in the field. So they prefer our picks, and we design them to their specs to help them in the field.
Industry proven across multiple different trades and American made.
Yes.
That was Stephanie from Estwing Corporation, and we've got something special we're working together with them on. We'll have more details here shortly. If you've got a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.